Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Newstalk 830 WCCO. Time is 1:08. It is a Tuesday morning. Chad Hartman off today. Chris Eggert here with 5 Eyewitness News. Enjoying the conversation we're having so far. Would love to hear from you. As I mentioned earlier, I don't get to talk to people very often when I'm on the old telly doing the news, and other than your Facebook messages and then tweets and emails and such. But I'd love to have a conversation with you. You want to talk about some of this stuff that we're digging into today. 651-461-9226. You don't have to text. You can call. You can call.
We've got options.
You have options. So we'll visit. We'll visit. Perhaps you want to say something about Jimmy Kimmel.
Perhaps you do, Mr. Channel 5.
ABC is putting Kimmel back on the air tonight. Not every station in the country is airing it. You've got the Nexstar Station Group and Sinclair Station Group are choosing to not air Jimmy Kimmel tonight. Obviously, there has been a huge kerfuffle, what he said about Charlie Kirk and what he said about the conservative movement after that. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. And I know you've got them because I've been getting emails at the TV station about this at a pretty steady stream. About once every 4.5 minutes. So I know you have thoughts. 651-461-9226. I'll admit, I'm surprised he's back on the air this quickly.
It is interesting.
It seemed to go on Friday, even over the weekend, like he's off indefinitely. Nobody knows. Is he fired? Oh, there's all kinds of conspiracy theories going on around it. And I'm not saying some of that's probably not. There may be something to some of those conspiracy theories, but I'm very surprised that he's already back on tonight.
Well, they had thoughtful conversations, according to the statement from ABC. That must have been very thoughtful.
Very thoughtful.
Yes.
Did he agree to an apology? Did he agree to turn down the temperature a little bit? Did he agree to anything? Or did he just say, okay, noted?
I think we'll find out at around 10:35 tonight.
Yeah. I'll be in bed, unfortunately. Can't stay up that late. Yeah. I get up at 2. It's too much.
Can't remember the last time I watched any of the late night shows. The streak might break tonight.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see what he's got to say. So let's hear. What do you guys think? Should ABC put him back on the air? Should they suspend him longer? Should they take him off there indefinitely? I know you have feelings on this. 651-461-9226. I will say this. In your being sort of in your position that I've not watched a lot of late night TV because I'm in bed. But when I am awake on a Friday night or, you know, living it up on a Friday night, trying to stay up past the 10 o'clock news, I personally, all the political talk gets tiring to me.
I agree.
And I don't feel like there's as much work put into looking for other things that are funny other than to just go straight to stuff that's happening politically. Now, that's not Jimmy Kimmel's a talented comedian, and I'm not But and the whole Colbert thing, I mean, he was kind of gone full in. Now, and that's a whole nother story. Colbert had some kind of funny things to say about it. He was talking about Kimmel being back, and this was on his show last night. He said something to the effect of, finally, I'll be able to be the only late-night martyr.
Yes.
You know, some kind of thing.
Unless,
like that.
CBS, do you have something to say?
Right.
It's a good line.
WCCO talking text line. Will we in Minnesota be able to see Kimmel?
You know.
Near as I can tell. Yep. It'll be on Channel 5 tonight. That's how my grandfather would say it.
Near as I can tell.
Near as I can tell. ABC should have taken him off the air. It was their decision. If the government truly did persuade them to do it, then that should not have happened. Can we talk about the remarks of Stephen Miller stating that half of Americans are nothing over and over again? Kimmel did not say anything bad about Charlie Kirk. He made a remark about the assassin as from a mega family. He should not have been suspended. A couple different viewpoints there. I would say I've heard Jimmy Kimmel and I've heard others say things that were more offensive. I understand why that was the wrong time to say what he did. I understand that the network had a lot of pressure. It'll be interesting to see what happens tonight. We have Brian on the WCCO talking text line. Brian, how are you?
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. I'm in your camp. You know, when if I'm going to stay up till 10:30 and watch one of the comedy shows, I don't need political activism, you know, right in front of my face, really. So that's one thing on the Kimmel. The second thing is I don't think it's a freedom of speech issue because he can say whatever he wants off air. But when he's on air, there's got to be some decorum and there are some rules and regulations, I would think, that the owners, Disney, want him to follow. And so the third thing is I understand that his show is losing north of $20 million a year. And he's lost, in terms of viewership, I think he's down to 1.6 million, but out of that 1.6 million, the key viewership number is ages like 25 to 40 or whatever, and he's way down there. So I don't really find the guy funny. He's a political activist on a comedy show, and he should really be a comedian on a comedy show.
Do you think he'd watch more regularly, Brian, if it was less politics and it was more just other stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he's only the only people that are watching him are people who either lean left, vote left, Democrats, liberals. I don't think there's a lot of the other side that watches him. So, I mean, he's lost a million viewers in I don't know how many years.
What's your gold standard for late night TV?
I'm too old. You're going to laugh at me. Johnny Carson.
Nah, same. I, those of us of a certain age, Johnny Carson was, and then I evolved into a Dave Letterman guy. I liked Letterman, but I know he's never for everyone either. And you had to kind of get the bit with him. But
yeah, I think Johnny Carson is a quote. I can't quote it actually directly, but you know, you should leave politics out of the comedy hour. So, and just give the people what they want. They want to relax. It's been a hard day. They're sitting back. They got to go to work the next day. You know, make them laugh. And don't make them angry. And he makes a lot of people angry.
Brian, so, I appreciate the phone call. And I appreciate your perspective. And I...
Well, I know you were... Chris, you were begging for the phone call, so I just had to come through.
Well, I wasn't begging, but somebody on the talking text line says, why don't the guest hosts ever take calls? And I'm like, I'll take calls, call. So, Brian, I appreciate it. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Johnny Carson, the gold standard.
Hard to argue. Brian,
I don't remember. And I was younger. I wasn't really paying attention to what Johnny Carson was really saying. I was a lad, but I don't remember him being political at all.
No, I think he pretty much, as Brian said, he stayed away from it.
Yeah.
And that was by design. Makes sense. You don't want to anger half of your audience when you make a joke about their guy. But, I mean, Kimmel, Colbert to a large extent, Seth Meyers to a large extent. I don't think Fallon really
does much. Yeah.
He certainly does some, but not as much. But they've said to heck with that theory. They pretty much go all in on Trump anytime they can. And yeah, ratings are down. There's many, many reasons for that. Streaming, kind of a big deal. People getting away from just watching TV. But I actually looked up ratings in the past quarter to see where Kimmel was at when this whole thing went down last week. And Colbert's leading, I think it was by about 700,000 viewers on an average nightly. But in the demo, Kimmel was actually just slightly ahead.
Okay.
He was slightly number one in that 18 to 49 or whatever it is demographic ahead of Colbert.
So The ratings argument is a tough one to make.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you can make the argument. You know what? We can shed a tear that Colbert will be gone, that, you know, the Late Show will be no more. But it does cost a lot of money.
It is.
And obviously ratings for any of those shows are a fraction of what they used to be when it was Johnny, obviously, and even when it was, you know, Dave and Jay battling it out. And God help anyone who picked Jay over Dave. Shame on you, people. Shame on America.
You know, I don't know why. I never had anything against Jay Leno. I just didn't, it just wasn't my type of humor. I don't know. And I did an event with him over for Gillette Children's Specialty Healthcare a number of years ago.
Yeah. Did you tell him you didn't care for him?
Was it? Yeah, absolutely.
Jay, I don't think you're talented at all. You know what? I'll handle the jokes, Mr. Leno.
No, I obviously didn't say that, but it's that he's funny. He was funny. I don't know what happened there, but I definitely went. I'm with you. I want more Letterman. But,
yeah.
Well, the reality is that it's hard to get viewers' attention now than it ever has been, and there are more choices than there ever have been. And I can tell you that because that's the industry I'm in, and I have been. We do the news as my regular job in the morning from 5:30 to 7, but we also have a show on in the mid morning called Minnesota Live from 9 to 10. And that is not political. It is not news. It is purely things going on around the state, lighter topics. And that's become much more popular than I would have ever thought. And because I think that is people just are done hearing about politics at some point. They just want to get some kind of a break from politics wherever they can get it. So well, we'll find out what Kimmel does tonight. And you guys' comments, you've got a lot to say about this. If you want to say more, keep them coming. 651-461-9226. Loving to hear what you have to say. We'll get into more of that in your comments when we come back. The time is 1:20. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.